Prince is our last prophet. That he would be needed is, in a sense, what Paul is discussing here in what I'm about to quote. And we should keep in mind that in describing the first covenant described by Moses, he's referring to events some 1,700 years earlier, of which he cannot now speak particularly. Quote, but Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator lives. Wherefore neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, the shadows of the true, the symbols of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these sacrifices, which they are offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then they would not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshippers once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering them wouldst not, but a body hast thou preparedst me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I have come to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt things and offering for sin, thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Unquote. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. A living sacrifice is precisely what Prince, with Jesus and Paul, is asking us to choose. Righteousness, which we must never forget, is our nature. We don't need to be forced to be what we are. We just need the global statesman off our backs and the standard of love. Emulation. As Prince knows, we need to be shown. Prince's new translation is an update of Paul's clarification of Jesus' message that the new tabernacle must be our bodies. The tabernacle of our bodies is an advancement of the covenant given us by the prophets, represents what is needed for our continuous advancement toward the reconciling of the world to the standard of love by means of a more perfect hope, ever toward a more perfect love. Paul is arguing that the covenants given us by the prophets represent what is needed beyond what we'd been previously given. Prince knows we have to be shown, and so proves the existence of the infinite, demonstrates its power as our alternative for fighting fascism and for freedom, our freedom. And next week we will continue these thoughts. Stay tuned for some archival shows and prints. I love you. Until next week, peace.